Thank you for listening to The Sweetest Sound in Town. My name is Jim Jenkins. Program begins with the Hiles Anderson Christian College Choir, A Garden of Roses. We'll also hear the choir arranged by John Lovett, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose, my friend. It's written in his word. In the book of Romans 8:28, to the church the apostle Paul did state that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
There are many promises in God's word. Just to hear them thrills my soul. They were all written there just for me. I have no doubt that it's so.
But if there is one promise that I have to choose as the one that can always take away my blues,
it's all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose, my friend. It's written in his word. In the book of Romans 8:28, to the church the apostle Paul did state that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
That's something that he can't destroy.
So when it seems that everything in my life has gone wrong, I can still wear a smile and I can still sing a song.
That all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Who are called according to his purpose, my friend. It's written. The apostle Paul did state that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
Thank you.
We've heard the choir range by Mark Edwards' Amazing Grace. Before that, from Journey's I Stand in Awe. We now hear the Anchor Men's Quartet, How Long Has It Been? And we will also hear the Pensacola Christian College Choir, God Makes a Way for His People.
Since your heart promised land awaits us.
Have patience, trust His word.
Though the way be long, we cannot go wrong when we're guided by the Lord.
Three men of God in Babylon were tested by the king.
But they insisted they would shun His evil gathering.
Into a fiery blast they went, the king thought all was well.
But when the heathen smoke was gone, false gods had lost their spell.
When evil men imprisoned
Paul and Silas
in a jail,
these creatures did not care.
The promised land awaits us.
Have patience, trust His word.
Though the way be long, we cannot go wrong. When we're guided, when we're guided by the Lord.
See our Savior hung between two thieves. Hear the soldiers mock His name.
See His followers as they cry in disbelief. This could not be the reason He came.
See Him realize His life is through. Feel the love burn from His eyes.
Behold the temple veil as it is torn in two. And hear the one on Calvary as He cries.
For you.
When all hell tries to tell you
you'll never win, just remember that the debt for your sin is paid in full. See the people now still torn two ways. Some still choose to mock His name.
See His followers now as they can boldly say,
ones who trust themselves alone to do what only Christ can do.
Through Jesus' blood alone we may approach the Father's throne and hear Him as He still calls out to you.
Came to do.
price for you.
When all hell tries to tell you
you'll never win, just remember that the debt for your sin is paid in full. I've done the work I came to do.
We've heard Philip Gavron on the piano, Your Grace Still Amazes Me. Before that, Betty Money and Joe Hutchinson, Paid in Full. Now we hear the Voices of Victory, God Can, followed by the Westminster Choir for All the Saints.
Stumbling blindly all alone, is there hope for all the lost ones who His mercy have not known? Is the ear of God still open to the cries of sinful man? Can God redeem a sinner? Yes, He can. Yes, He can. All power is in His hand. If we seek Him, we will find He's always there. His mercy is long-suffering. There is grace for every man. Can God redeem a sinner? Yes, He can. God revive a Christian who has wandered far away. When the fellowship is broken, there's no peace along the way. Can the Holy Spirit take him back to where the fire began? Can God revive a Christian? Yes, He can. God can, yes, He can. All power is in His hand. If we seek Him, we will find He's always there. His mercy is long-suffering. There is grace for every man. God revive a Christian, yes, He can. Can God restore a nation who forgot from whence it came? They have lost their love for Jesus. There's no reverence for His name. Is there hope for great revival in a restore a nation? Yes, He can. God can, yes, He can. All power is in His hand. If we seek Him, we will find He's always there. His mercy is long-suffering. There is grace for every man. Can God restore a nation? Yes, He can. God can, yes, He can. All power is in His hand. If we seek Him, we will find He's always there. His mercy is long-suffering. There is grace for every man. Can God redeem a sinner? Can God revive a Christian? Can God restore a nation? Yes, He.
Yeah. transcends the earth and fills the heavens. Oh Lord, our God, little children praise you perfectly.
Took the man.
Choir arranged by Richard Kingsmore, The Cross. Before that, The Sounds of Liberty with the Majesty Medley. We now hear from Vonda Bierman, Hide Me in Your Holiness, followed by the choir arranged by Benjamin Harlan, The Earth is the Lord's.
Your heart.
He who is faithful.
He who And the halt and the impotent lay, hopeless and helpless, bound to their bed. Then in their midst stood the Master, who said, "Wilt thou be made whole, body, mind, and soul? Rise, take up your bed and walk. Out of turmoil and strife, into the spirit, out of yourself, out of your sickness, and into your health. Will thou be made whole, body, mind, and soul? Rise, take up your bed and walk. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Loose every shackle. Rise, no life to gain. Rise in Jesus' name. Thank you.
David Snell on the harp, Were You There? Before that, we heard the choir arranged by Stan Pethel, Going Up to Glory, and Vep Ellis, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? We are a listener-supported music ministry, and if you've been blessed by our music, I hope you'll help us out financially. A gift from you today would be a big, big help. When you can, revisit our webpage and choose the donate button to donate online, or if you would like, I can send you an envelope. Just call me toll-free at 1-888-382-0881 or write to us at The Sweetest Sound in Town, Post Office Box 1909, Charleston, West Virginia, 25327. We can also accept your gift using your credit card if you call us on our toll-free telephone number, 1-888-382-0881.